How to obtain U.S. flood insurance before the 2026 peak hurricane season and the 30-day waiting period. NFIP flood insurance in the United States generally does not take effect until 30 days after you enroll and pay the premium, so it may be too late once a hurricane warning has been issued. Check now whether coverage is available in your area, your flood risk, building and contents coverage, whether any exceptions apply, and the effective date shown on the policy. Use FEMA flood risk maps and information from local emergency management agencies to identify the flood risk zone and evacuation zone for your address. Prepare building information, the value of your belongings, details of your existing homeowner's insurance and lender, and your desired coverage start date. Compare NFIP and available private flood insurance in terms of coverage limits, deductibles, waiting periods, exclusions, and whether lenders accept the policy. At least 30 days before your desired coverage date, use official NFIP guidance to request coverage from an insurer or authorized agent and pay the premium. After confirming the policy's effective date and coverage, also prepare evacuation routes, emergency supplies, a property inventory, and weather alerts. U.S. homeowners and renters can purchase National Flood Insurance Program, NFIP. Coverage even outside a flood hazard area if the property is located in an NFIP participating community. There is no separate annual application deadline, but new policies are generally subject to a 30-day waiting period after enrollment and payment of the premium. If you want coverage to begin on a specific date, you must complete the process at least 30 days in advance, and you should always verify the actual date by checking the policy's effective date. The official enrollment route is to find a participating insurer or insurance agent through the NFIP Guide to Purchasing Insurance. NFIP is generally sold through participating insurers and agents or NFIP Direct, rather than through a direct online application to the government on the FEMA website. What to check, prepare, and time first who can purchase coverage owners and renters of homes in communities that participate in NFIP parties with an interest in single-family homes, certain multifamily properties and condominiums, rental properties, and non-residential buildings people outside. High-risk flood zones on FEMA maps can also purchase coverage. Renters generally purchase coverage for their personal belongings, not the building itself. Condominium owners should check for gaps between the condominium association's master flood policy and their individual unit policy. Participation and exact eligibility requirements may vary depending on the address, building type, and community's NFIP status, so confirmation from an insurer or agent is required. Information to prepare before a consultation item to prepare purpose building address and occupancy type determine community participation, and whether the property is owner-occupied or rented year-built. Number of floors and foundation or basement type assess flood risk and calculate premiums. First floor height or elevation certificate may be used for risk assessment if available building reconstruction cost and value of personal belongings determine the necessary building and contents coverage amounts existing homeowners insurance policy, identify coverage gaps rather than duplicate. Coverage mortgage lender information, confirm mandatory insurance and proof of insurance requirements, previous flood losses, and insurance history, answer underwriting and pricing questions, desired coverage start date work backward from the 30-day waiting period, and elevation certificate is not uniformly required for every NFIP policyholder. However, providing building elevation information may help assess risk more accurately, so it is advisable to provide any existing survey documents during the consultation. Steps to take now to purchase coverage. Step 1. Check the address's flood risk and community participation. Search the address in the FEMA Flood Map Service Center to identify mapped zones, such as a special flood hazard area. Being outside a mapped zone does not mean the property is safe. Heavy rainfall, poor drainage, river flooding, and coastal storm surge can cause losses outside designated high-risk areas. A flood map is only one source of information for assessing the need for insurance. Also review the area's flooding history, elevation, drainage facilities, distance from the coast or a river, and evacuation zones established by local emergency management agencies. Step 2. Check existing policies for flood exclusions. Standard U.S. homeowners insurance generally excludes flooding in which surface water covers normally dry land, as well as storm surge. Even within a single event, such as a hurricane, different policies may apply depending on the cause of the damage. Cause of damage insurance generally to check caution storm surge, river flooding, or surface water inundation NFIP, or private flood insurance, generally excluded from standard homeowners insurance roof or exterior wall damage caused by high winds homeowners insurance or separate windstorm insurance. Coastal areas may have wind exclusions or separate deductibles rainwater entering through an opening caused by wind check. The homeowner's policy terms the cause of damage and route of entry are important. Flooded automobile check, comprehensive auto coverage, NFIP building and contents insurance does not cover vehicles, hotel and food expenses during evacuation check, additional living expense coverage under homeowners insurance and similar provisions. NFIP does not cover temporary living expenses. Policy terms vary by insurer, so coverage should not be determined solely from this table. In particular, check whether hurricane or named storm deductibles are charged as a percentage of the home's insured value rather than as a fixed amount. Step 3. Select building and contents coverage separately. NFIP building coverage and contents coverage are separate. The maximum limits for residential properties, the amounts actually available for purchase, and the applicable conditions must be confirmed based on the property type and current NFIP rules. Ask the insurer or agent the following questions. Does the quoted premium include all fees and surcharges? What are the separate deductibles for the building and personal belongings? Are the coverage limits sufficient for the actual reconstruction cost and value of belongings? How are losses for the building and personal belongings assessed? What restrictions apply to basements, crawl spaces, or floors below ground level? If it is a private policy, will the lender accept it? What are the insurer's conditions for renewal, cancellation, and premium changes? When does coverage begin, and what waiting period applies? NFIP risk rating 2. Zero pricing is not determined by a single flood zone alone. It may reflect individual risk factors such as the building's reconstruction cost, distance from and type of water source, foundation type, building elevation, selected coverage amount, and deductible. Step 4. Confirm the 30-day waiting period and exceptions in writing. A 30-day waiting period generally applies to new NFIP policies and some increases in coverage. You should not expect coverage to begin immediately for a current storm simply because you purchase a policy after a hurricane is approaching. Common exceptions include when a lender requires flood insurance directly in connection with a home purchase or the origination, increase, extension, or renewal of a loan, when coverage is purchased within the period prescribed by the rules after a FEMA map revision newly places the property in a high-risk flood zone, when a policy is renewed normally before expiration, or the coverage amount is adjusted at renewal when NFIP wildfire-related requirements are met for flooding caused or worsened by conditions following a wildfire on federal land. Do not assume that an exception will be granted automatically. Relevant facts are required, such as the loan transaction date, effective date of the map revision, expiration date of the existing policy, and causal relationship between the wildfire and flooding. Ask the insurer to provide the applicable provision and effective date in writing. If you repurchase coverage after a policy expires or miss the renewal grace period, a new waiting period or coverage gap may result. Do not assume you are automatically protected merely because you did not receive a renewal notice. Verify payment status before the expiration date. Step 5. Confirm that coverage is effective, not merely that enrollment is complete. Receiving a quote or submitting an application does not by itself begin coverage. Save the following: premium payment receipt, copy of the application or binder policy, number coverage limits and deductibles for the building and personal belongings, exact effective date and time insurance agent, and claims, contact information proof of insurance submitted to the lender. This verification process is simple but important. If the waiting period is miscalculated or the payment is not processed, the policy may not be in force on the date of loss, even if you believed you had purchased coverage before the storm. Common items NFIP does not cover or limits. NFIP primarily covers direct physical losses caused by flooding as defined in the insurance contract. The fact that a loss occurred in connection with a hurricane does not mean that every loss is covered. Basement contents. Most personal belongings in a basement below ground level are not covered, although certain essential equipment and specified items may receive limited coverage. Automobiles. Registered vehicles such as cars and motorcycles are not covered by NFIP building or contents insurance. Comprehensive auto coverage should be checked. Temporary living expenses. NFIP does not cover additional living expenses such as evacuation hotel costs, extra food expenses, or rent. Business interruption and loss of use. Reduced rental income and business interruption losses are not primary areas of standard NFIP coverage. Mold and moisture damage. Mold and long-term moisture damage that the policyholder could reasonably have prevented may be excluded. Earth movement. Separate exclusions may apply to subsidence, landslides, and similar events, even if flooding contributed to the earth movement. Outdoor property. Landscaping, decks, fences, swimming pools, and similar property may have limited coverage or be excluded. Some items, such as washing machines, freezers, or essential building equipment used in a basement, may receive exceptional treatment. So the specific list should be checked against the NFIP policy and coverage guide in effect when the policy is purchased. Criteria for comparing NFIP and private flood insurance depending on the area and insurer. Private flood insurance may offer higher limits, additional living expenses, or a shorter waiting period, but not every policy does. Do not compare only prices. Obtain quotes using the same criteria. Comparison criterion question to ask waiting period exactly when does coverage become effective after application and payment. Building and contents limits, are they sufficient for the actual reconstruction cost and value of belongings? Additional living expenses, are living costs during evacuation and repairs included? Basement restrictions, which structures, equipment, and personal property are excluded. Loss valuation method, is replacement cost or actual cash value applied? Deductibles, are they charged separately for the building and contents or for each event? Lender acceptance, does the policy satisfy mandatory mortgage insurance requirements? Insurer risk, what are the financial strength, complaint channels, and renewal or non-renewal rules? When holding both NFIP and private insurance or switching between them, coverage gaps and mismatched effective dates are more important concerns than double recovery. Do not cancel the existing policy first. Confirm that the new policy is effective and then coordinate the transition schedule. How to interpret the 2026 peak hurricane season? The official Atlantic hurricane season runs from June 1 through November 30 each year. And climatologically, the main activity is usually concentrated between August and October. As of August 19, 2026, the available operational count was 3 tropical storms and 0 hurricanes. But these are point-in-time figures that may be adjusted in later analyses. A low number of storms early in the season does not mean that the risk for a particular address is low for the rest of the season. The following 3 sources answer different questions. Seasonal outlook assesses whether activity across the Atlantic as a whole is likely to be above or below normal. NHC forecast provides the projected track and intensity of a formed tropical cyclone, along with advisories and warnings. Local evacuation orders issued by county, city, or state emergency management agencies based on storm surge, flooding, and road conditions. A seasonal outlook does not predict the date a storm will make landfall in a particular city or the damage to a home. The decision to purchase insurance should be based on the individual property's flooding potential and the scale of loss you can afford, rather than the storm's name or the season's cumulative storm count. Evacuation and alert systems to prepare separately from insurance is a means of partially compensating for property losses, not a substitute for a life safety plan. Check the hurricane and storm surge evacuation zone and evacuation routes for the area where the address is located. Designate a family contact and plan for pet-friendly accommodations and vehicle transportation. Prepare water, emergency food, medications, flashlights, portable chargers, cash, and copies of important documents. Set up the FEMA app, local emergency alerts, and reliable weather warnings. Take photos and videos of every room, and store receipts and serial numbers for valuable items in the cloud and in a waterproof container. Keep insurance policies, identification, medication lists, and emergency contacts available offline. When an evacuation order is issued, do not delay departure to cross flooded roads or move vehicles. If a storm is imminent, prioritize personal safety, checking existing insurance, creating a property inventory, and complying with evacuation orders rather than expecting a new policy to apply to the current event. What to do immediately after storm damage once it is safe? Report the loss to the insurer or agent as soon as possible. Before cleaning or discarding anything, photograph and record the water level, damage in each room, serial numbers, and damaged items. Take reasonable emergency measures to prevent additional damage and retain all receipts. Do not enter a flooded building until electrical, gas, and structural safety hazards have been checked. If both flood and wind damage occurred, document the location and cause of each type of damage separately and notify all relevant insurers. During a major disaster, beware of imposter adjusters, demands for upfront fees, and rushed assignments of benefits contracts. Whether a claim is paid and the amount paid depend on a valid policy, the cause of loss, coverage limits, deductibles, and documentation of the damage. Even when disaster assistance is approved, it does not replace flood insurance or compensate for every loss.